Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. It's that time of year again. Those days and those nights that just have a different fragrance to it. Days and nights unlike any other days and nights of the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the words of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he states, أيها الناس إنه قد أقبل إليكم شهر الله بالبركة والرحمة والمغفرة. O people, the month has come to you. It is the month where God has called you to be amongst His guests. It is the month of blessing and the month of mercy and the month of forgiveness. شهرٌ هُوَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ الشُّهُورِ وَأَيَّامُهُ أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامِ وَلَيَالِيهِ أَفْضَلُ اللَّيَالِيِ وَسَاعَاتُهُ أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ. The months who, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the best of months, and its days are the best of days, and its nights are the best of nights, and its moments are the best of moments. The month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and out of His compassion, has given to us as a mechanism for our own growth, a mechanism for our own progression, and a means for an opportunity whereby there is no turning back. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to walk through the door of this blessed month and dedicate ourselves to Him whichever way that we can for 30 consecutive days, and leave this blessed month a completely new human being, a completely transformed soul and heart that has been cultivated by means of fasting, by means of recitation of the Quran, by means of prayers in the darkness of the night, by means of spending time with members of our family and community, by means of just opening up our hearts toward God by means of supplication to Him and remembering Him by performing acts of adhkar. The month of Ramadan is so incredible. The month of Ramadan are days which, in reality, once the month is over, we feel so painstaked due to the fact that maybe we didn't really put forth all of the effort that we could during these days. But that's not going to be us this month. Because it doesn't matter where you were yesterday, it doesn't matter where you were last year, it doesn't matter where you were 10 years ago. The only thing that matters is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you to this door of the brink of His mercy and His compassion and said, just walk through this door and you will see what I'm going to give you. And numerous traditions point to the fact that the one who dedicates themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month, God will absolutely forgive our sins. And it's not only about having God forgive our sins and allow for ourselves to get beyond the hurdle of our vices and of our transgressions, but in reality, what we need to do is allow for ourselves to, like I said before, just transform our entire existence during the course of these days, to allow for all of the vices of our heart and of our soul, that of anger, that of pride, that of arrogance, that of racism, that of bigotry, that of whatever it is that inflicts our hearts, to be completely eradicated during these days so that we give birth again to a new heart. And through the pain of fasting and abstaining from food and drink, and even for those of us who do not have the ability to fast during this holy month of Ramadan, through prayers, through dua and supplication, through asking God for forgiveness, through and through every single one of the rituals that we perform during this holy month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow for our hearts and our souls to be molded during the course of these days. And we come forth and we see that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continues. After he's introducing this blessed month, to his companions after he states هو شهر دعيتم فيه إلى ضيافة الله. This is the month in which we have been invited to be amongst the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continues when he states وَجُئِلْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ أَحْلِي كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ. This is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to be amongst the recipients of his divine bounties. He continues and he states أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ مَرْهُونَةٌ بِأَعْمَالِكُمْ فَفُكُّوهَا بِاسْتِغْفَارِكُمْ. O people, your souls are dependent on your actions, so free them with repentance. How many actions have I committed over the past hour, over the past 15 minutes, over the past day, over the past year, over the past years of my life that are directly linked with who I am, that have actually taken me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taken me away from my Creator? But there is a way to unshackle ourselves from that. فَفُكُّهَا بِاسْتِغْفَارِكُمْ. Get rid of all of those actions that took you away from God by seeking the forgiveness of the All-Merciful, of those who show mercy. وَظُهُورَكُمْ ثَقِيلَةٌ مِنْ أَوْزَارِكُمْ فَخَفِّفُوا عَنْهَا بِطُولِ سُجُودِكُمْ. And your backs are heavy, so lighten their loads with long prostrations. Spending that time literally on our knees in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the closest way that we can find God. There's a real sense of beauty and a real sense of inspiration that we can attain by placing our heads on the ground and demonstrating utter and absolute submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, what is the month of Ramadan and what is Islam except for submission to God? In the words of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he states, Al-Islam huwa taslim. The religion of Islam is all about submission at the end of the day, and demonstrating that you love the Lord that you submit to by spending time and prostrating and speaking to Him and asking for Him to fill your heart with all of that which is beautiful, all of that which is virtuous, all of that which is perfect, all of that which is sublime, is amongst the best actions that we can perform during the course of this holy month of Shahr Ramadan. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he continues and he states, وَمَنْ تَلَى فِيهِ آيَةٌ مِّنَ الْقُرْآنِ كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرٍ مَنْ خَتَمَ الْقُرْآنِ فِي غَيْرِهِ مِنَ الشُّهُورِ. That the one who recites one verse of the Holy Quran during this month gets the reward of the one who finished the recitation in other months. And I'll stop here to allow for us to reflect that this particular tradition from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far more greater than just performing recitation of the Holy Quran in and of itself that allows for us to reap bounties and blessings. Yes, the month of Ramadan is the month of the Holy Quran, that when one recites one verse, absolutely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward of the one who recited the entirety of it in other months. But again, it's allowing for ourselves to be molded by the guidance and by the wisdom and the beauty that is mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And over the course of the next several days during this blessed month, we'll try to do our best to understanding that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality is not this really distant text from us that's very difficult to engage, but rather it's a mechanism again that allows for light to fill our hearts and our souls so that we're able to be receptive to our Creator. God did not create the Quran only for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not create it for only the elitists in religious scholarship. Rather, the book of God is created for all of God's creation. And where we can take the characteristics of the believers that are mentioned within the book of God and allow for us to implement and manifest their qualities, that's what we need to do in terms of seeking during this blessed month, the holy month of Ramadan. On this night, the first night of this most blessed month, and as we think about the importance of these blessed days, it is vital that we allow for ourselves to be in a moment of contemplation and reflection. What can I do this month and during these days to really transform my life? If we desire to make a difference in our lives, in the course of our relationship with our Creator during the course of these days, well, then that's the first step to real success at the end of the day. But if we're doubting ourselves, and if we believe that there is absolutely no way I can ascend heights far higher than that of the angels, and who am I to be someone who engages Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that I'm saying, then we have to go back and really reflect and check ourselves. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this month of Ramadan as an opportunity for me in the same way that He gave it as an opportunity for another close to 2 billion people. And if I think that I don't have the same abilities and same potentials as everyone else during the course of these days, well then, we're not understanding our Creator. We're not understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not understanding Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful of those who show mercy. We're not understanding Khayrul Ghafireen, the best of those who forgive and who accept our repentance. Yes, I've transgressed, and I've made a lot of mistakes, and I've done plenty of things over the course of this past year, from last year during the holy month of Ramadan, when I certainly committed to never going back toward those deeds and never going back toward that sort of behavior. But I have to understand that, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this door open for me. And the blessing of this month is just an incredible blessing that there is no way that I can allow for it to pass me by. So let's utilize these days, utilize these nights, utilize these moments, but most importantly on this first night of this blessed month, really understand what I'm about to enter into. And really understand that I have an ability and I have the potential to reach heights that even I didn't know that I could reach. But out of the mercy and out of the compassion and out of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says all you have to do is walk through that door, it's already open. The month of Ramadan is the month of opportunity. Let's make sure that we're making the most of this opportunity, making the most of these blessed days and nights, in the aspiration that we attain qualities, as mentioned within the Holy Quran, that we walk in the footsteps of the Messenger, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and His Immaculate Family, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wa salam. And thirdly and finally, that we reach the potential that is deep down within us, and that we will fight, and that we will strive, and that we will perform the struggle of our own selves and of our own souls during the course of these 30 days to really become the people that we aspire to be. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer, and look out for him on Facebook.